Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the East Howis Assembly of God, Judy Herbolsheimer. How are you, Judy?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Glad to have you back on the show. You're a familiar visitor here to Sunrise Side.
That's right. I think I've done quite a few of these interviews with you.
And you know, the reason for that is that, you know, your church is so community-minded, the East Howis Assembly of God. You guys do a lot for the community.
We've got a lot going on, and we're always busy and, you know, doing things to serve the community. We've got our big top coming up. We've got a blood drive coming up. Always got things going on at East Howis Assembly of God.
And that's what we're going to talk about. The blood drive is happening on Monday, isn't it?
That's right. Monday, September 29th from 2 to 6, we'll be having another blood drive partnering with Michigan Blood right there in the Family Life Center, or the big gym as most people know it there at the church.
Yeah.
And this is going to be our second summer step up program blood drive for this year, our third blood drive that we're doing with Michigan Blood this year. And just hoping to get people to come out, donate blood, and help us out.
Yeah, that's right. Now, it is part of the summer step up program, even though we're into fall, right?
That's right. They extended the summer step up program to include the month of September this year. The summer step up program is a program that Michigan Blood runs that helps school and youth related groups. If you host any blood drives during the summer, they have a program where they will donate $10 for every person who comes in to donate during the blood drive back to the organization that is hosting the blood drive. This has been a great thing that we've done the last couple of years with them. Allows us to make some money to go towards Dockside Kids, which is our children's program, and Under the Big Top, which is our big Halloween event that we've got coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you mentioned anyone who donates. It's actually, isn't it anyone who even attempts to donate? If they come on in and they get turned away for any one of numerous reasons, you still get the $10.
That's right. They do need to show up. If you just sign up and don't show, it doesn't help us any. But they do need to show up. And the program does require us to have a minimum of 20 donors. So we do need to hit that minimum amount. So, but if you come in and you get turned away because your blood count's too low, or you're on a medication that they don't take or whatever, we still get to count that as someone who's come in and attempted to donate. And I know people have said, well, I'm on medications for this, that, you know, diabetes, blood pressure. Come in and give it a try anyways. There's a lot of people who think they're not able to donate that actually are able to donate.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about that. Who is able to donate?
Anyone ages 17 or older, a 16 if they have a parental consent, and Michigan Blood does have a specific form that mom or dad has to sign in order for them to be able to do that. You do need to weigh at least 110 pounds. And like I said, even if you have some chronic medical conditions, still come out and give it a try, because a lot of people are still able to donate. You do need to bring photo ID or two forms of non-photo ID for them to be able to do a blood donation for us.
All right. Now, you've been partnered, as you mentioned, for a long time with Michigan Blood, and for good reason. They've been around for a long time, even though for our listeners, this is something they're learning about new this summer for us, but they've been around for a while.
That's right. Michigan Blood was actually founded back in 1955. They're an independent nonprofit blood bank, and they provide blood for hospitals across Michigan, including our own St. Joseph Health System. So definitely good to partner with somebody who helps us out locally. Michigan Blood's committed to serving the needs of Michigan hospitals first. And beside blood donation at permanent sites, they do all of these mobile blood drives all over the state throughout the year. They do over 3,700 mobile blood drives a year. So definitely something that we want to partner with them and work with them in. They've also been a great partner for us. They have helped us both through the Summer Step Up program, as well as being a partner for our Under the Big Top event. They sponsored last year, and they are sponsoring us once again this year. So they're a huge help to the community, and definitely are, in addition to just giving blood to people, you know, wanting to be out there and helping the communities that they support as well.
You bet. Let's give them one more time the information on the blood drive that's happening on Monday.
Okay. Monday, September 29th at East Howis Assembly of God, which is located at 311 East Lincoln Street in East Howis. The blood drive is going to be running from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. They do recommend people to pre-register. Yeah. You can do that by going to www.miblood.org. And if you can't pre-register, you find out that day that you can make it, still come on in. They do welcome walk-ins. They like to have an idea schedule how many people are coming in. And we need that minimum of 20. So come on in, even if you're not sure if you can donate or not. We really need to get to that minimum amount so that we can get the sponsorship towards the Big Top.
That's right, with the Dockside Kids Ministry there from the East Howis Assembly of God. And from the East Howis Assembly of God, Judy Herbolsheimer. Judy, thank you again for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thanks, Kevin.